Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, a correction. I don't want you to imitate me. It is God who wants you to imitate me. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you're welcome. Good to see you here, all of you. Amen. I saw Damba. Raise your hand. Amen. It's good to see you. Damba is, he fellowships at Jack Barlow's church. Reigning in life. Amen. So it's good to see you visiting us here today. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So, yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. today I was pleasantly surprised that I actually hear from God. Amen. Amen. You guys think hearing from God is easy? Actually, it is supposed to be easy because the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." So it's supposed to be easy. Hallelujah. It's supposed to be basic to every child of God. It is basic to hear your Father's voice and to know how it sounds like. However, from what you hear people do or conclude that God has told them or told them something, you realize that actually this simple thing hearing from God is not actually what? Simple. From what you hear people say, God, you know, hallelujah. So that's why for me, because I know it is simple, yet not simple, I always feel happy when I get to know that Father, that I had God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, why am I saying this? Is that because yesterday, I thought about a message I should share. And that thought that came about what I should talk about was, I was shocked. I didn't see that coming very soon, you know, what I'm going to talk about. I thought it would be something maybe, you know, far in the future. Yeah. But anyway, I felt strongly that's what the Lord wanted me to talk about. Again, something very simple. Amen. Yeah, so this morning as I was trying to put stuff together, the Lord told me, you know, when I had decided that, yeah, this is what I'm going to preach, so I was trying to see what I can use. And then the Lord told me, he asked me that, you know that tomorrow is Eid. I said yes, because there are some people who don't want to work, who circulated what? Something from which ministry? The ministry what? Public service, I guess. Hear about EDA, Monday on 12th, no work, you know, in public colleges. So some guys who don't want to work, it was over the net or the WhatsApp. So I got it also. So I knew tomorrow is what? So they all said, so you know that tomorrow is EDA. Then he asked me, like, do you know what EDA is? Because there are different EDAs. If you don't know that, ask Paul. By the way, and you ask Paul or ask Janat, amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. So I went on the net to check, and I found out that it is the ED where people, where Muslims, like, remember the sacrifice of who, it's supposed to be Isaac, but I guess for them they say Ishmael. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, they remember that day when Abraham took his son to sacrifice him unto the Lord. Amen. And then the Lord says exactly that. I'm using this, that is just to confirm to you that what you're going to talk about is actually of me. Glory be to God. Amen. So I guess you can all guess what it is. It is what? What? Hallelujah. These prophets here, You didn't enter the anyway. Basically, it's about giving. Eh? Giving and what? Giving and receiving. Eh? Simple stuff. I didn't expect this to come this soon. Eh? Because most of us in this church, were, I believe, we are established in that area. Eh? Amen. But for some reason, God wanted it to be talked about. Eh? You know, to be honest, I am called to preach that subject, giving as a way, a key to prosperity. However, I also know I am not the best preacher of it at the moment, for the simple reason that I feel sorry for people. You understand? Yeah? So I know I don't really like preach it the way I should, because I feel sorry for people. You understand? I feel sorry for you guys. Amen? But pray for me that I stop feeling sorry. Because when I look at now, like most of you, like 90% of you guys, you are part of so many things. First of all, if you have a car, you need a fuel, you know. Then when you come to Sunday, of course, God expects you to give. Then over 90% of you, like you're part of Zoe, you know, the fellowship, which, by the way, you should support. That thing is very, it's from heaven. Amen. And then you're part of so many things. So I feel sorry for you. Honestly, I do. I do. So I look at you and I'm like, my God, guys are giving. You understand? No one should actually even tell them about it, because they are doing it. I mean, they are supporting many projects from heaven. Hallelujah. But one day, more than a year ago, again, I was in that mode of feeling sorry for people. People don't have money, you know. God, they have given, you know. Then, I remember I had gone to some bank to pay fees for my daughter. This is more than a year ago. So while there, so there were two queues. One queue was leading to some place called NFO for like VIP banking. You understand? Like real, you know, guys were, you know, serious people, you know. Then, yeah, so when I got in, there was some lady from LAT. Now, this lady from LAT, she's one of those that I always was feeling sorry for. Honestly, you look at her, you're like, God, the people have given tables, nothing. You know, eh? So I enter this bar to pay fees for my, now for, which is in the other one. Man, eh? Anyway, so before I go to the counter, my chip counter, the fees counter, for what she already got it, right? And now, man, the lady, she, man, we do cash, bang. That's when God told me, now you see, that I know what you don't know. I'm saying, the someone I told that, was it Dennis? Where's Dennis? Is he here today? Dennis, you remember? God told me, you see, I know what you don't know. He told me, stop feeling, you know, I know my kids. You know, you can think of good about everything. Then the Lord, at that, you know, moment, took me in a bank. And that's why when she was just ready, and God told me, and she was a lady who, you know, I Bambi always has, like, you know, you look at her, you're like, yeah, you know, no one should, you know, preach about giving. You know, giving all, you know, and the Lord say, oh, okay, you can. Amen? I was, you guys, it was not just the things of bundles of tumor, you understand? It was bundles of money. And the Lord told me, now. You understand? So he told me, just do what I tell you to do. Detach yourself from this chapter. As in, but still haven't yet learned how to completely detach. Amen? Glory be to God. Anyway, that's why I thought that this giving thing should be for the distant future. Because, first of all, you guys know, you understand about it. And then, you also giving. You know, you have nothing. You have given it all away. I think. But God is like, you don't know. You don't know the chaps you're dealing with. Hallelujah. So he told me, tomorrow is Eid, you know. And so that's why this message of sacrifice, which is basically giving, this that day that is coming is a sign that actually you are going to say what I want you to say to my children. Actually, when I read about that Eid that's supposed to come tomorrow, I read that actually it is really supposed to be today. But for some reason, the moon, you know, but it's supposed to be today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, so today you should just sit and relax because we're not going to speak mysteries. Glory be to God. It's deep stuff. It is simple things. Simple things which you learned in nursery, even before you went to nursery. Your parents were always telling you to what? To share. Hallelujah. Because sharing is what? Is caring. Hallelujah. It is not scaring. Sharing is not scaring. It is what? It is caring. Glory be to God. So that it is for tomorrow. In Arabic, it basically means festival of the sacrifice. The sacrifice of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it yet. But you see, God does signs, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Even to get to the place where Jesus was born, stars, signs, you know. So these things are days. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that. Amen. Now, as I sat here, as we worshipped, the Lord told me that, first of all, most of you know, I am the financial prosperity president of this country. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I am. Deal with it. If you don't have, you know, I am. I didn't make myself, I was made. I am. So, that being the case, it means that, you see, angels have different things which they do. You know that? There are angels for this, there are angels for this. Just like us here, we all don't do the same things, you know. Yeah, so even angels are like that in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if I am and I am the financial prosperity, but that is the only thing I've ever been bored about. It's the only thing. There are other things which the Lord has called me and has told me to do, but I'm not so bored with them. That's why I even don't talk about them. Amen. But for some reason, this one of SPO, for some reason, now that it is supernatural actually, it is the only thing, I'm really bored about. That sometimes I even just say it to annoy people, you know. Glory be to God, to just provoke, you know, emotions, good and bad, you know. Hallelujah. Other things, I even don't talk about them, you know. I attempt to, but then I detach. Amen. But for this one, anyway, so if I am and I am the financial president of the country, it means that the angel in charge, like the head angel in charge of prosperity in this country. You understand? It means he dwells here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That's what it means. You don't have to see a vision or a dream about that. You use spiritual sense, spiritual common sense. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so anyway, as I worshipped here, the Lord told me that because I'm going to talk about a subject that I'm called to do and I am like the top dog in the nation for it. Amen. He told me that, and the angel of prosperity, like the head is here, he told me that now, there are angels, you understand, who are under him, who have come in today, and they are here, in this church, to listen. Glory be to God. Amen? To listen, and then they will take that message or the empowerment of it to places where they need to take it. Glory be to God. I remember, I think it was either 2012 or 2013, I had a dream when the angel Gabriel appeared to me, but he was with other angels who I knew were his subordinates. You understand? And were just chilling there, but it is him who talked with me. You understand? So Gabriel, the angel, has angels under him. You understand? In the same, and that means that now the angel of prosperity of the nation has angels under him. And those angels are here right now. Glory be to God. But you don't have to believe that. You can only, you just take believe what is clearly written in the Bible. These are the things you can say nonsense. But this one, you believe. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, it says what? Give. You guys are reading here. Amen. You guys went to schools which used to get scars. You know scars? If you are about some cheating, where you get. Anyway. So it says, give, and it will be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Glory be to God. Amen. Giving is that simple. Eh? Give, and it shall be given back to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall what? Shall men do what? By the way, one time God told me, you see, it says, will shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. But KJV says, shall men, people, you know, put into you. One time God, he told me that is essentially why you should do your best to be at peace with people. You understand? Because if you're not at peace with somebody, it is unlikely that they will put money in your bosom. Hallelujah. You know, she said, you know, just imagine if everyone hates you in the world. You know, you're unlikely to prosper. Because guys won't buy from you. You know what I mean? Anyway, give and it shall be what? Given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your what? Bosom. Now, that scripture is, okay, it was Jesus speaking. Yeah? And we know that Jesus does not lie. Yeah? Amen? So, giving results into receiving. And receiving more than you gave. Amen? Now, this is Jesus. This is not me. Jesus. Glory be to God. So, no one can say that, you know, they have given what, and, you know, now, if that has happened, then ask Jesus whether what? You know, take him at it and then confront him. Seriously, by the way, do that. Hallelujah. Ask him why the scripture is not what? Hallelujah. But most probably he will refer you back to me. Amen. Until you go and ask what? The financial prosperity overseer. He has your what? Hallelujah. Probably you are antagonizing other people. So those people cannot put money in your bosom. Glory be to God. Usually one of the answers is, you know, the first answer is usually there. You're not in love with people. You understand? So they are evading you. Then they find someone. You understand? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give, and it shall be given back to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your bosom. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, Joanne preached hard things, very difficult things. This Sunday is to chill. You understand? Simple stuff. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Simple stuff. I know Joanne's stuff was very simple, but for some people, it was what? Hallelujah. By the way, God also told me that if you're a visitor, if this is your first time here, you know, you've just come to, you know, visit. Eh? He told me, now just like the angels who have come to hear this message, he said that even you are specifically brought today to hear this, so that God may prosper you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I hear God, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in 2014, I guess it was in November, there's a lady, a girl, she's a friend to Sarah, you know, and some people, she's called Sanyu Patricia. Yeah, she had a dream, which I will read for you. She had a dream. Yeah. Most of you have heard it, about candies. That's what I'm saying today. Just be on a chiller, you understand? Anyway, she had a dream when I was giving out candies to a number of people who were lined up. So I kept giving out candies non-stop. Then she was watching, but she said that the more I gave out the candies, the more I received more candies to give away. You know, and she was concerned that I wasn't keeping some aside for my wife. Girls, then I put aside some, but I kept on giving. Amen. And before the dream ended, she also began to imitate me. She also began giving out candy, and the more she gave, the more she had what to give. Glory be to God. Amen. This is essentially what it means, by give, and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men, if you don't mess them up, amen, they will put into your bosom. Amen? So, do your best to keep at peace with people. Now, there are those who want, they are not ready to be at peace with you. That's not your fault. Amen? But as for you, walk in love. Glory be to God. Because God uses men. Hallelujah. God uses what? God uses people. Most of the time. Of course, now that we have learned about the supernatural, we know now also that money can grow on trees. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For Elijah, God used a bird, a raven, to bring food, a fresh bread and fish in the morning and in the evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, anyway, so I guess if you fail to keep at peace with people, amen, the ravens will come. You understand? So anyway, yeah, don't worry, you know. But, you know, that thing, it is only recorded once in the scriptures. So that means that it is rare. Amen? But maybe as the supernatural increases, maybe it will become what? Where's Maureen? More common. Amen? Glory be to God. Most of you don't know what that means. Amen? But the more you give, the more you shall have what to give, and even more to keep to yourself. Glory be to God. Amen? Simple things. Hallelujah. Simple things. You know this giving thing is so simple. Amen? Yet, if you're going to prosper, man, you see, it is like a stumbling block. Here you are, you studied all the economics you know. Glory be to God. Amen? Right now, I'm reading a book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Amen? And you've read things, why you work in a bank. By the way, years ago, I wanted to get like an opportunity to work in a bank because I thought it would teach me about money. I'm serious, by the way. You know, after I finished my master's, I was like, God, give me an opportunity to work in a bank, some money to learn how it works. You know, it didn't come. In fact, shortly before I finished my master's, I wrote to some these accounting firms, whatever they called those things. I wrote to them. I told them I'm a doctor, I'm finishing my master's, and I would want to. And I was confused over anything, but medicine wasn't my thing, man. Now, after master's, I wanted now to enter what? But because I thought, now I'll learn about money, but I realized, man, yeah, you know, wacky, because that thing didn't teach you nothing about money. Maybe you can just hear maybe about opportunities. This one, so was a loan, now the bank is going whatever their house, so you're the first to know it, then, you know, otherwise, growing rich, this is the thing, simple stuff. Give and it shall be given unto you. But I want, now, in fact, I also wanted to like get a job for some time. After I finished a master's, I wanted to get a job, like to work, you know, like at game, and be, what do they call those guys? Who you go to pay? Tell us what? Those guys, you go, you buy something, then you pay them, then what are they called? You all don't know because you're giving different answers. But those people, I wanted to get a job like that for some time. Because again, I thought because you're handling money, you know, then you. But you right now, what are you learning there? You're just counting, give for balance, change, you know, zero. But I want, you know, I wanted all the ways I can learn about what? Money. I thought banks and everything, nonsense. Taylor, what, you know, zero. Hallelujah. But I knew this, but I wanted other things, you know, Hallelujah. And God was like, if you know this, you kind of know it all. Glory be to God. Simple man, stumbling blocks. Glory be to God. You guys don't believe me. Okay, you. But I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I read it. I read even the other one, what, Cash Flow. Actually, I know those things, And by the way, those things are not really evil. They're not really evil. There are some good things. But you cannot make it your only foundation. You can't, man. In that book, the guy talks about even his rich dad who used to give to charity. So there's some good things. Amen. However, yeah, man, that book can also mess you up. When you're always looking at the other code, whatever, you know, any of those things. Glory be to God. Amen. So give, and it shall be given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men, if you don't mess them up. But if you do it, the ravens will come. Glory be to God. Or you can just, before you sleep, you can command money to come in your wallet, and then when you wake up, you get your wallet and there's money. It happens. Most of you who go for Zoe, you've heard Elvis commanded money back in his what? You know, and it came. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? So, there are those other means. But the commonest, and the millennium is around the corner, so this commonest will continue to be the commonest. God using what? People. Hallelujah. It is the commonest and it will continue to be the commonest, in my opinion. Hallelujah. Prophets might have been told something else, that in this dispensation, the way money will be coming to people, you understand, it will be, you know. Amen. If he told you that, you come and tell me. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7 and 8, it says, but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Talking about the grace of what? Of giving. God says, see you abounding in all mysteries. You understand? Abounding in so many things. But he says, also abound in this grace of giving. Hallelujah. And then he tells you that Paul says, I speak not by commandment, but I'm testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. Amen? Why I got this verse is to emphasize that bit of love. Amen? Giving should be should be a what? A result of love. Eh? It should spring from love. It should be the evidence of love. Glory be to God. I tell people, please don't be coerced into things. Eh? You know, if you don't be led by fear to give into things, don't. You understand? Hello, you've just lost your money. Amen? You've lost your money. Amen? Give out of love. You know, you love something, you love someone. Don't be coerced into it, into that. Amen? Let giving be a result of love. Glory be to God. Amen? And it also teaches that be diligent about it. Amen? You know, endeavor to abound in the grace of what? Of giving. Amen? 2 Corinthians 8, 24 says, therefore, show to them and before the churches the proof of your love. You see? The proof of your love. He was still talking about giving. And he says that show them the proof of your love. Glory be to God. The proof. By the way, giving, it shouldn't just be because you want to receive. You understand? Amen? Give because you love, but you know that the scripture cannot be broken. That when you give, it shall be given back to you. But your primary motive should be love. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? One time I told God that, God, I'm tired of these little monies. Tired. You know, I want to give, but I am limited. I told him, give me a reason. Why? What is hindering, what is stopping you from giving me a lot of money? I told him, but now, it's not that I wanted to be like the richest in Uganda. No, I just wanted, I was like, God, why aren't you giving me a lot of money to give away? I told him, I'm tired of this bolito. I'm tired. Tired. You know, I want to give more. You know, now you see, the motive was love. You know, you don't have to be, you know, hallelujah. And so, that was the time when I had that dream of when I was being considered for the position of governor, Bank of Uganda. Basically, God was considering me for big time money. Because now my heart was what? Was right. I wanted to be a blessing. Amen? But God, of course, He intends, He wants that, even as you are a channel, you know, more, some will be kept there for you. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Simple things, isn't it? Isn't it simple? Glory be to God. Amen? And you know these things. But for some reason, I don't know. In fact, I was like, God, why do you want me to talk about it? People know. They know this. They hear it, I guess, once a week. At least somewhere, they hear it. But I'm a what? I'm an obedient what? Servant. Glory be to God. I don't know why this message has to be what? I don't know. And it's none of my business. For me, I'm just a servant. Maybe one day you will tell me that on that Sunday, you know. God, hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, there's a story, the widow of Zarephath. You know that story? Moving my knee. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16. From verse 8 it says, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed the widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me, what's that word? Of bread in your hand. So she says, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. Only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. and see, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Glory be to God. Do not do what? Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. You understand? Huh? Then the Bible says in verse 15 that so she went away and hid and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Amen? Primarily because when you give, it shall be given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Glory be to God. Amen? So the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoke by Elijah. Amen? Man, that passage of the Bible, it is too serious. Amen? Most of the time, it's like it almost brings me to tears, man. You know, this lady, you know, all this story, it is so touching. Glory be to God. Amen? And this lady must have so pleased the Lord that even when Jesus came, hundreds of years later, he talked about her. Amen? He said that there were so many, you know, people, widows in Israel. Amen? But Elijah sent, rather God sent Elijah to just her. Just her. You understand? I guess he was a giver, you know, and God now wanted to bail her out. And then he didn't send it to send Elijah to everybody, just send specifically to the widow of Zarephath. And the Bible says the bin of flour did not run out and the jar of oil never ran dry. Glory be to God. When she gave. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, they don't teach you this in a bank. Amen. That's why I guess God didn't give me an opportunity to work in a bank. I wanted to. Amen. They don't teach this in those things, accounting, you know, whatever, SCCA. They don't. That's why God closed that door. And I have doctors I know who, after they finished, they went for those things. You know, they are loaded, you know. Doctors, they are left man. And now they are SCCA, you know, pros, those things. Amen. I wanted to work in game like for 6 months. I was very serious. But I was very serious. Very, very serious. So I thought I can learn about money. Then God told me, no, you're not going to learn nothing. Amen? This is it. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I didn't consider law, because there, of course, there's nothing, man. There's nothing at all. Amen? Just teach you how to lie. Glory be to God. Give guys bail who don't deserve it. After they have given you a little something. Chinchuchidogo, you know. Glory be to God. As for medicine, you know, nothing about money. Glory be to God. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Glory. Amen. So it's all in the Bible. It's all where? In the Bible. Amen? Hallelujah. So give. Amen. That's the thing. God wants you to give. Be a giver. Amen? And you'll never lack, like the widow. Amen? She had this left. But what she was provided for took us throughout the entire famine. You understand? The famine was like 3.5 years. So we don't know at which particular time Elijah left the brook to come to the widow. Let's say it was after 6 months. Because there was no rain. So it's possible that the brook could have dried after 6 months. So that would mean that now Elijah was with the widow for 3 years. And her giving took her the entire what? The 3 years. That's how powerful giving is. Amen? This woman could have been an accountant. Glory be to God. She could have been what? Accountants haven't just come. These things have always been there. Doctors didn't start when the Bazungu, you understand? There were doctors in those days. Luke, the writer of the Gospel of Luke and Acts, he was a physician. If doctors were there and liars, lawyers, they were also what? Accountants. They were also what? They were there. Maybe they were not this deep, like in our days, but they were there. So this woman could have been an accountant. But the accountant was going to die. Glory be to God. So the secret is not in what? Accounting. Some of you want your kids to do the SCCA so they can become rich. Well, God, there's no scripture to that, that if you do SCCA, you become rich. You might, but you might actually become rich, but when you are a broke, rich person. There's something like that, by the way. You broke, but rich, you understand? You're there, money is your God, you understand? You're hitting people on the head, you're doing shady accountant, shady accounting. You're a broke accountant. Amen? You are an economic what? Hitman. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She could have been an accountant, but she was going to die. She could have been working at game when she has learned about money. Learned. But she was going to what? Glory be to God. Amen? She could have helped, what's his name? Robert Kiyosaki to author. You know? But she was going to die. Glory be to God. The only thing that bailed her out was giving. Hallelujah. It alone, man. Amen? And from the time God bailed her out, his primary way of bailing out his children has never changed. Glory be to God. Again, if you get into the spirit and God tells you something, please come and share with us. Which other way? You understand? Which other way now he has topped above this? How he bails out his what? His kids. Glory be to God. Amen? So give, and it shall be given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your what? Your bosom. Glory be to God. Amen? Many years ago, when I was at the university, the Lord told me, if you joyfully
obey the laws of giving and receiving, shall see no fine.
You will never see financial depression in your life. The word never wasn't there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. What does it say? Is Sandra here? She's not. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Then he said that therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto us and to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Amen? And let us not grow weary. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why I'm preaching today about that. Amen? You know? Because God knows, guys are giving, but some, Amen? Then those who are giving, God doesn't want them to get what? Weary. He says, don't grow tired. For in due season, you shall reap And he places the condition on reaping or not, not what? Giving up. Hallelujah. That means that you can start giving and then at a certain point you stop. You get tired. Eh? When that happens, you know, you shall not reap. You know, so that means that what you gave, you know, some time ago, that's bad. Eh? Amen? So you give until you act, you reap. You don't stop. You understand? Eh? You don't stop. Hallelujah. For in due season, you shall reap if you don't lose heart. They say, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. Eh? To all. Especially. Especially the person next to you if they are born again. That's what it means. Eh? Especially to the born again, if you're born again. Glory be to God. Especially. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember 2010. 2010, most of you know, when I got that dream, where God was like, get a child now, and that child will be born in the States, because I want to give the child citizenship, American citizenship, which in years to come, I will use for something big. Then he told me why he wanted to do that. He told me that there are sacrifices you have made in the past that have greatly touched my heart. You understand? Says you looked after kids you even don't know. Paid school fees for, you know. And say, now I want to bless your child with this. And in years to come, I'll use it for something big. Amen? So anyway, my wife at first didn't believe that dream. But later, she believed. Glory be to God. Amen? She believed. Later, so anyway, we began to make arrangements. Of course, the first arrangements you make is what? Is what? Is what? Giving? Visa? No! Conception! You guys. Anyway. glory be to God. So, we made arrangements. You know, amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, then of course now we needed to put money together again, visa. No, my wife had a visa that time, because we're going to the U.S. for a wedding, so SAS visa was still, you know, those 3 year things. Now of course she had to go with some money. Now of course we had to buy a ticket, you know, and we had fairly good jobs then, but I mean, if you're giving and what, it can be so hard to accumulate some amount of money at a go, You understand? So anyway, we put aside some, then one night, I had a dream, which I'm going to share. I tried to summarize it the best I know how. So in this dream, I dreamt when we were flying, we were in transit, Jerry and I, and so we're traveling from abroad, coming back to Uganda. Then we had, in a dream, we had a layover somewhere, and where we stayed in a hotel, and there was a convention of sorts, a Christian thing going on. And at one point, the people that were attending it had a break. So during that break, I saw Bill Winston and Brother Leroy. Brother Leroy. He's a friend to Brother Copeland and Brother Jerry and Brother who? Those guys, man. Those guys messed me up years ago. These guys were on TV, that clique. Jerry, Copeland, Leroy. There's another black guy. What's his name? Keith Moore, So they were there chatting, on a Believer's Voice of Victory. Then at a certain point, guy said, now this is a. It could have been 2 or something, I don't know, maybe 2 or 5. And guy said that you are there trying to save $50,000. And you are laughing. You are trying to save $57. $57 cannot even buy you a cheap car. You know, sir, you are laughing. You are just trying to save $57. It even can't buy you a cheap car. Eh? Then they said, and that you don't know that one doctor's bill can wipe it out. One doctor's bill can show it. By the way, disease and sickness are one of the things which the devil uses to make people broke, poor. One sickness in a family can bring an entire family to the knees of poverty, by the way. I've seen these things happening. Before you know all these funny tests, and these doctors are not even going to do anything with the results of a test. But they're just trying to appear so bright, brilliant, so, the Kalisha, Then the end are talking, man. Then they're like, but maybe it's not this, because, so go and do this test. The man, then medication, by the way, sickness is a terrible thing. And so these guys were saying $57, can't buy even a cheap car. Abbott thinks $50,000, what? It can buy a cheap, it can't buy a cheap car. So if your car is, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, that's why they say, that's my words. Hallelujah. So they were just saying, why don't you get that money and give it into the work of the Lord? $57. And they were like, now, so I thought that they would be apologetic. You can't say that. I thought. So the following day, they said it again. It wasn't the same program like the program. It was the same, rather a different one. And they said it again, $57. That time, the shilling, it was, I think, 1,800 something. So multiplied by 5? No, it was 1,600 something. Now you can see this is a long time ago. 1,600. So I have times 50, 80 ma. This guy saying 80 ma can buy cheap car. And then say it again the following day, I realize these guys are serious. I most probably they are right. Amen? Hallelujah. So, made this chapter. So anyway, I was so excited. I ran to greet them. I knelt down. I'm so glad to meet you. But then I realized you can't meet such people you honor, great people. And then you just say, yeah, man, thank you so much. I was like, no. So I remember I ran to our hotel room, to get $50 for Leroy and 50 for Winston. Because in the dream, I remember we had like $350 on us. You're in transit, you're flying 50, $350 is little money. So you could see things were tight, but I was like, I'm still going to get it and give to these guys. You understand? I don't know if in the dream I told my wife, I don't know. But I remember I ran to get it. Then as I was going, I met there's a friend of mine called Joseph Okia. So I met him, and he was also in the hotel attending the convention. And I looked at the guy who was tired. You could see he was tired, but then he was telling me that, no, I'm going to stay around for 3 more days, and then I'll do what? And then after this is over, I'll go back. But the guy looked tired, but he was like, pack a last. Anyway, so I ran. I got money. Then as I come down to meet Winston again, I realized I'd gotten only 50. Only 50. Then I was like, I went back. I got the other, more the 50. And I gave them. Amen. And then the dream ended there. Glory be to God. Now, I woke up, I didn't know what the dream meant. But that morning, I kept thinking about it. There's something to this dream. So, at a certain point, I think it was around 11 a.m., I just decided, I was like, no, now let me really concentrate on this. So I remember lying down in a chair, and then, you know, we shut out everything. I was like, God, what does this dream mean? You know, yeah? Then the Lord told me that this dream means that you have obeyed my instruction to make plans to have a child born in the States. You have believed me, you know, amen. You have believed me, but then you say, however, you do not have what it takes. Tell me, you don't have what it takes, as in what it takes financially, you know. Then he told me, when I send you an opportunity to give from the little you have, which in this dream is $350, you can't fly with $350 on you. Remember, you're two. You know, a long whatever like that. Maybe if you're going to Rwanda, you can. You know, but, you know, so it was little money. But then he said, but if I send you an opportunity to give, you know, do not use it. Give from the little you have. Not from the much you have, because you don't have the much. You understand? You know, Then he says that, and don't get tired. Giving from that little that you have. That's why in the dream, there was this guy, with Joseph, who he was tired. But he was like, no, it's going to go on until the, you know, until the last day after A. So God told me, do not get weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you don't. Yeah. Hallelujah. And man, yeah, I think I remember that time when some money is on us for the ticket. So I remember I told my wife, man, I had this dream, and this is the interpretation. You understand? And again, she believes. No, this time she believes me immediately. You understand? So I asked her, so how much money do you have? What? Because now this dream, you see, this is how God is going to sort us out. You see, you can have a promise from God. Now, this is one of the reasons, the ways how we can say to come to pass. Do you know, most probably, if we hadn't obeyed this bit, it is possible that this, again, the American thing wouldn't have happened. Because it takes money. So God was like, now, how you have obeyed. Now for it to happen, you have to do this. You have to give. And I know you have nothing, you have a little, but I expect you to give from the little you have. And so we did, in fact, so I asked her how much money you have, or what she had, or any like 300,000, which she was willing to give. Then I had Alpha, anyway, whatever. So I remember I called up Alpha and Elvis. I was like, you guys have some money, you know. Then, of course, after that, you continue to give. You're like, I have a God told me. You understand? Anyway, later, she goes to the States. Miraculously, she enters in there. And while she's away, I am giving. Glory be to God. I don't remember ever sending her a coin during those 3 months or so. She was, I was busy giving. You understand? And most of you know the miracle that happened. Everything was abundantly supplied. Glory be to God. Amen? Do not grow weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you do not give up. If you don't faint. Hallelujah. Because the scripture cannot be broken, which says, give and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men, if you don't what? Mess them up. They shall put in your what? Bosom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is essentially it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, I'm preaching, but I'm feeling sorry for you guys. To a degree. You know. But the Lord man showed me that lady man. I'll never forget that lesson. And then God told me, never, just do what I tell you to do. Glory be to God. Amen? That actually means that people who have little money, they are the ones who actually are more, they're the ones actually who should actually be more givers than those who have a lot. Because if you have a lot, then those giving things, for me, I don't like them. I mean, for me, I have other problems. You know, these guys who are renting my houses are not paying me. For the, you know, the rich now, that's their issue. The godly rich, of course. Because the other rich who are thugs. For them, they have the money, but they're still messed up. You understand? Yeah. But the godly rich, as I am, abundance is supplied. My only issue is that these Christians that I allow to rent my houses, they're not faithful. You understand? They're always greeting me, praise the Lord, brother. But they're not paying me. So that's and I don't want to let them off the hook because I'll be teaching them a bad lesson that you can just go hit, you know, people on the head by just saying, praise the Lord, brother, you know, we are supporting the Hilton Project, so money is tight, but, you know, I'm thinking about you, your things are coming, but, you know, the work of the Lord, you know those stupid things, I mean, pay your landlords, God knows you have a landlord, you have other things, which wants you to be a part of, hallelujah, so don't use godly things as an excuse, to play what? People, Amen? Otherwise, you are a thief, man. Hallelujah. You are a what? Not you, of course, but your neighbor. You understand? You are what? Hallelujah. You are an economic hitman. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Simple things. Simple things. But it is these simple things which, if they become truth in your life, they shall set you free. Amen. From poverty and lack. God's desire is that there should be no one in need in his church. That is his desire. You understand? It is his desire. Amen. God is not a thief. He's not up to stealing your money and make you miserable and hungry. You understand? Amen. Just obey him. Listen to where he wants you to give. You understand? This widow, God didn't tell her to give anybody. You understand? To Elijah, the man of God. And she, you know, there's so many people in church who play games. They come in the name of the Lord, now, brother, sister, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. You've been blessed. Hallelujah. I can assure you, if you just do this, you will never see financial depression in your life. Glory be to God. Amen. I tried accounting. I went on the net and I wrote to some firm in the U.S. Told them my credentials. Oh, and now I want to enter this field. You know, no response. I pray to God to get a job at a place like that, so that you know you handle color water, so that you can learn about my God. I said, nonsense. It was just continue doing that which I told you years ago. You understand? Hallelujah.